The terrorists came dressed as waiters. They arrived at the rear entrance to the Tonka Tower Hotel at precisely 10 a.m. There were eight of them. They unloaded six food carts from their two vehicles. There was no security in this part of the building, and the rear door had been left open for them. They rolled the carts up to the kitchen's loading platform and simply walked inside. It was checkout time, and the lobby of the enormous hotel was packed. Hundreds were waiting in line, hundreds more were picking up luggage or trying to find cabs. The routine chaos gave the eight terrorists all the cover they would need. They walked right through the lobby, heads down, pushing their carts, and made for the service elevators. Once there, they pushed the button to call the largest of the hotel's 16 service lifts. It arrived a few seconds later. Loading the carts and themselves aboard, they quickly closed the doors and hit the button to go up. The Tonka Hotel was one of the tallest structures in the world. It was shaped like a futuristic pagoda, with a tower that soared 1,200 feet in the air. There were more than 3,000 rooms here, most of them expensive suites, plus many function areas, shops, and trendy restaurants. The hotel's grand style and downtown location made it a popular place for foreign businesses, especially American companies, to hold meetings and corporate events. The Singapore government encouraged such things and frequently picked up the tab. The hotel was especially crowded with American citizens today, as it had been declared America Day by the city government, a fate for the families of U.S. business and foreign service people living in Singapore. Several gala events were being held at the Tonka. A huge breakfast for the American consulate was in progress on the 16th floor. A reception for the U.S. Embassy employees was about to begin on the 44th. Another for the Ford Motor Company was scheduled for 10:30 on the 96th. But the disguised terrorists in the elevator passed all these floors. They were heading directly for the top. They were members of Kaiza al-Habu, a terrorist cell linked directly to al-Qaeda. Their destination was the building's penthouse, up on the 140th floor. There was an expansive banquet hall here known, simply enough, as the Top Room. A party for children of U.S. diplomats serving in Singapore had started in the hall around 9. There were 300 kids on hand, most under the age of 12, some as young as just a few months old. There were 22 adults watching over them. The eight terrorists arrived on the top floor and unloaded their carts. Two stayed in the hallway and, using tools hidden in a steaming dish, disabled the hotel's elevator system by short-circuiting its main and auxiliary power panels, all of which were located here at the building's peak. This jammed more than 50 passenger lifts in place, trapping hundreds and making access to the top floor nearly impossible. It also knocked out every light in the hotel from the 99th floor down. The six remaining terrorists proceeded to the top room function hall. They reached its one and only door and wheeled the food carts in. The large triangular room had a long dining table set up in the center. On it sat four gigantic chocolate cakes. Huge lime-tinted windows made up the three walls of the room. Balconies went all around the outside. The top room was so high, wisps of clouds could be seen passing the windows. The terrorists were met by several adults who greeted them quizzically. The children's party had already received their cake order from the kitchens downstairs. Why were these men here? The terrorists didn't reply. They simply locked the door behind them, then uncovered their food carts. There were eight AK-47 assault rifles hidden inside. The terrorists pushed seven of the adults against the nearest wall and calmly shot each one in the head. Panic erupted. Children began screaming. Some of the other adults tried to hide. The terrorists fanned out around the room, hunting down five more adults and killing them, including two shot at point-blank range found cowering under the banquet table.